I'd like to call to order the Town of Montville Town Council Special Meeting Agenda for May 29, 2025. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, please.
Counselor Karen.
Here.
Counselor Jeffrey.
Here.
Counselor Lakehart is absent. Counselor May.
Present.
Counselor Sebelia is absent. Counselor Sutter.
Here.
Counselor Yeats.
Present.
Okay, let the record show there are five town councilors present. At this time, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with the 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. All right, moving on. We received some correspondence that was asked to read into the record. And I will do this at this time. This is from a previous town councilor and the Republican Town Committee Chair, Mr. Thomas McNally. And when I read this, when I say I, he's talking about himself. Dear town councilors, I'm writing to express my deep concern regarding the proposed budget for Montville, which I believe is to be one of the most poorly presented budgets I've encountered in my 27 years of involvement in local politics since 1998. Having reviewed the Finance Committee meetings, recordings, and listening to discussions in great detail, I was shocked to learn that the budget relies on an unrealistic 99.9% collection rate, an assumption that no other town in Connecticut has adopted. This alone results in a staggering $3 million deficit in the proposed budget. Furthermore, I highlighted the troubling statements made by Tim May, that's me, regarding the underfunding of police overtime and other critical line items. His assertions that we'll worry about that at the end of the year, it is not only irresponsible but indicative of a lack of foresight and financial planning. Additionally, his comments suggesting that the adjustments will be made after the budget is passed undermines the very purpose of the budget, which should be accurately reflect actual revenue and anticipated expenditures. This approach, which I can only describe as a nutshell game, is not only imprudent, but may also be illegal and is certainly fiscally responsible to the taxpayers of Montville, and I implore this council to resist the following Tim's guidance or misguided advice and instead work towards assembling a budget in realistic numbers. As it stands, we are facing a projected $4 million, a shortfall of over $4 million next year in absence of line items for essential expenditures, such as the lease purchase of fire truck, AC bond, and or the road and track bond under debt services, raises further alarm. Moreover, the reserve fund has diminished from $18 million to $12.8 million, and Tim's plan to continue drawing from this fund is unsustainable. The taxpayers of Montville deserve better from the elected officials. I urge you to fulfill your responsibilities to pass a fair, realistic budget. It reflects the true financial state of our town. Thank you for attention to this critical matter. Sincerely, Thomas J. McNally. Now, I just want to point out a few things. Since I was directly put into this, and some of the things, that the collection rate is the actual average of 3 years. And I asked several times, and it is exactly 99.9% collection rate. Last year was 99.8. The year before that was 99.5. And then in 2022, it was 100.7. That means that people pay their taxes, and we have a high collection rate, and we can use that. We have used in the past 98%, and that differential between 99.9 and 98, whatever, is not $3 million. So I think it's unrealistic to tax the citizens of Montville when we have a solid collection rate that we can actually use, because that, by Tom's number, we would be charging an extra $3 million in taxes when realistically we receive the money of 99.9% collection rate. So that would just be money going back into a fund, and I think it's unfair to the taxpayers to do that. The police overtime that he mentioned is not correct at all. In fact, I don't think we did any adjustment to police overtime, but what we did do is the police overtime for private duty overtime, which is when companies, construction vendors hire our police to go out and, like you see them on the side of the road, they're being paid by that vendor. And so that was somewhere around $400,000 of overtime that was in the budget that is truly unfair to tax the citizens of Mottville and then turn around and have that money come in. That's a pass-through. So we put that exactly where it should be. The police officers are not being cut any overtime from that aspect at all. They're still doing the private duty as they see fit, and that money comes in from whatever entity is hiring the police officers, and we certainly should not be taxing the citizens of Mottville. So I feel strongly that that was something that was put in there to, I don't know what he's trying to do with this, but it's not correct. And he goes on to say about the shortfall, we do not have a shortfall of $4 million, and that is not true by any means. And the reserve fund, and I've been checking on this, we're at a solid $60 million, and we have not taken that much money out of it, and we are certainly not at $12.8 million. So I just want to, this was going into the record, so Agnes, do you have a copy of this? And so please put that on the record, and I just wanted to let people understand that when people say things that are completely wrong, we have to say something. And I apologize for any misunderstanding that this may raise, but certainly any time anybody can talk to any one of us that were on the finance committee or the finance director who's here, and she will, you know, tell you where we are and that this was not true. So moving on to new business. And all right, the town of Mottville hereby resolves to adopt the fiscal year 2024-2025 budget, whereas the mayor has presented the budget to the town council, and whereas the Board of Education has presented the budget to the town council, and whereas the town council has caused to be published in a newspaper having a circulation in the town, a notice of public hearings, and a summary of the proposed budget estimates, and whereas the town council held public hearings of the Board of Education budget on April 24, 2024, and the general government proposed budget on April 2024, 2025, and the general government proposed budget item on April 25th, 2025, excuse me on that, in accordance with the provision set forth in the charter of the town of Mottville. Now, therefore, be resolved that the following budget of the estimated cost of the current expenses for the fiscal year beginning January 1, 2025 and ending on June 30, 2026 to be adopted as follows.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, you meant July 1, didn't you?
If I did not say July 1, I'm sorry. July 1, 2025
Thank you.
And ending on June 30th, 2026 to be adopted as followed. The general budget, excuse me, the general government 25,543,929 Board of Education, $46,601,620 Capital improvements of $1,806,359
$539, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, $539. My dyslexia is kicking in tonight. I apologize. And for the total budget of $73,951,908 So that is the mayor's budget, and we are going to go into, I need a resolution to amend the budget line items line by line.
Make a motion we do that, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
A second.
Any discussion? All right. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that is 5-0 in favor. So I'll lead off with this is written differently than I'm used to, so apologize. The town of Mount Vehicle resolves to decrease the IT maintenance of its budget line item 10440.52055 in the mayor's proposed budget of $1,440.
Where are you, sir?
All right. We're on the script.
Right.
I see.
These are the line items we are.
Here.
Oh, yeah, budget.
You need
page three?
Page three.
Is that where you're
page
at?
Three.
Yes. Yeah. So do I need to read the resolution again?
Please.
The town of Mount Vehicle resolves to decrease the IT maintenance in the mayor's proposed budget by $1,440.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0 to decrease the IT maintenance budget. And that's line item 10440.52055. Town of Montville hereby resolves to decrease the IT hardware 10440-52054 by $1,800 in the proposed budget.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So, moving to the next one. The town of Mount Vehicle hereby resolves to decrease the emergency management uniforms. It's line item 10810-53015. In the mayor's proposed budget by $400.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. That is 5-0. The town of Mount Vehicle resolves to decrease emergency management training, line item 10810-53004, in the mayor's proposed budget for $200.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
Favor. So that's 4-1. The town of Montville hereby resolves to decrease the fire marshal's training 10830-53004 in the mayor's proposed budget by $500.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
In favor. So that is 4-1. The town of Mount Vehicle hereby resolves to increase the fire marshal supplies 10830-53038 in the mayor's proposed budget by $500.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. The town of Montville resolves to decrease the fire protection equipment 10880-53086 in the mayor's proposed budget by $20,000.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion?
How do we come up with that? Is because meeting with the fire marshal?
Meeting with the fire marshal, and this is going to be coming from another funding source. Is that correct?
It got moved to the capital improvement.
Right. So although it says it's a decrease, it's still going to be paid for because it's a reoccurring item that should be in capital. So that's what this is. So
thank you.
Any other discussion?
So there'll be an increase in the capital?
Yes.
Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. The town of Montville resolves to decrease police uniform 10820-53015 in the mayor's proposed budget by $4,000.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is the one the lieutenant talked about at the finance committee meeting.
Right. He actually came to us and he said it's we don't need that amount of money for that.
Thank you.
That's what they said. They don't need it.
Which one was
that? Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So moved.
So, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Town of Montville hereby resolves to increase police law programs 10820-53028 in the mayor's proposed budget by $5,000.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. The town of Montville hereby resolves to decrease rate police radio repairs 10820-53030 in the mayor's budget by $300.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion?
Did the lieutenant say you didn't need this money either?
At the finance meeting, we discussed with him, and we noticed their trend, and they don't expect that many repairs. We have a running budget on this line item, and they said that they didn't need that. So, and just as a blanket, there's a lot of estimates on a lot of things like repairs that sometimes they tend to maybe be a little high on, but when we look at the 3 or 5 year average, then we come to a resolution, and that's where this came to. So roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. The town of Montville hereby resolves to decrease police community programs 10820-53038 in the mayor's proposed budget by $18,000.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? I'll jump in. Correct me if I'm wrong, we are not eliminating this. It's a different funding stream for this $18,000.
Good, thank you.
And then, any other questions on this? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
Favor. So that's 4-1. The town of Montville hereby resolves to increase animal control salary in the mayor's proposed budget by $35,000.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion?
Is this for another person?
This will be for anticipating another person that we should be bringing online.
Okay.
In the future. We may not utilize all the $35,000, but it's there, and at some point they're going to be obtaining another person.
Okay.
That's for part-time, right?
Yeah, that's part-time.
Yep.
Right? That's what I thought you said, Mayor. Yeah.
And just to put out there that every department had came to the finance meeting to discuss all these are all negotiated and talked about, and it's in the record. So I just want to be clear on that, that these were not just random increases and decreases. All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0. The town of Montvale hereby resolves to decrease dispatch part-time salaries 10870-51070 in the mayor's proposed budget by $5,000.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion?
Is this another source of funding?
No. This is the police came to us and said they do not have any part-time personnel, and so they don't intend on having any in the near future. So that salary line item is to be removed. And that was all discussed in the finance meetings.
Okay.
So roll call, please.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
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 Favor. The town of Montvale hereby resolves to increase dispatch overtime 10870-51100 in the mayor's proposed budget by $5,000.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 5-0. The town of Montvale hereby resolves to increase public works overtime 10910-51100 in the mayor's proposed budget by it says 5,000, but it's in parentheses 3,000. Before we move that, can we get a clarification on that?
It's okay. Three.
Increase proposed budget by $3,000.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. The town of Montvale hereby resolves to increase public works vehicle expense public safety 10910-53012 in the mayor's proposed budget by $10,000.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is taking care of the cars, correct?
This is the police cars repairs have increased.
Okay. Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. The town of Montvale hereby resolves to increase the public works vehicle expense called other 10910-53013 in the mayor's proposed budget by $5,000.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. It's 5-0 in favor. The town of Montvale hereby resolves to increase public works tire safety. Town of Montvale hereby resolves to increase the public works tires public safety 10910-53036 in the mayor's proposed budget by $5,000.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. The town of Montvale hereby resolves to decrease public works 14 Bridge Street testing line item 10910-53068 in the mayor's proposed budget by $2,600.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0.
There it is.
The town of Montvale hereby resolves to increase Memorial Day Parade line item 10310-52150 in the mayor's proposed budget by $1,000.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
Favor. So it's 4-1. The town of Montbell hereby resolves to increase the Board of Education 10950-530151 in the mayor's proposed budget by $278,000.
So move.
Second.
Discussion. I'd like to say this is this was to help take care of the they did a layoff of 7 teachers. This was, we moved money from capital to accommodate that. So roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Oh, that's the
favor. That's 5-0 in favor. And then I have one more. Julie, I just want to ask you a quick question. This is where I need to add the revenue in.
Yes.
Okay. So the town of Montbell hereby resolves to increase the revenue increases line item 10100-42012. I guess it's titled Dog Services by $79,000.
So move.
Second.
What is this?
Just for clarification.
That's for revenue from other towns for the animal control shelter. So Colchester will be giving us $55,000, Bosser $9,000, and Mohegan $15,000.
So we include that into our town's revenue to help pay for salaries and whatever.
Was Salem, did you say Salem? I'm sorry, did I miss that?
No, I said Colchester.
Salem's,
Colorado, Vegas. Salem's already established.
Yeah, okay. What do they give? Do you know? No, it's just curiosity.
I forget.
I'm sorry.
14,000.
Thank you. Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
All right, so everyone understand that we're increasing this in the mayor's budget to reflect a revenue source. So, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. Another revenue increase to increase line item 10100-43000. This is our investments fund, and we're going to increase it to by 150,000.
So move.
Second.
Discussion. I'll just step in. We have the town has investments that we put into, and we get a return on the investment, and it's quite a large. It's around over 900,000. So this is an estimate we can put in there to help us to match what we're actually getting year to year. So. Anybody have any questions on that?
Which one is that, Mr. Chairman? The number?
10100-43000.
30. Okay, yeah, all right, I see you. Yep.
All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
Favor. So it's 4-1. And the town of Montbell hereby resolves to increase line item 10100-43001 of $34,000, and this is for the solar lease.
Excuse me, what was that again?
This is for the solar lease. We'll discuss it in a second. Give me a second or a
so moved.
Second.
Sorry, right. Mr. Chairman.
So, discussion. So, this is the solar lease come online. And we're receiving now $34,000 a year on the solar lease. That needs to show up into our revenue, and that's why we're putting that into our revenue stream. Any other discussion on this?
They don't write you a check. They just
yes, they do.
They give you a check.
Yeah, there was an option we had. I guess it could have been last council or the mayor came to the town council and said, which path do you want to go? Do you want to get solid, you know, money every year, or do you want to get some kind of rebate? And it turned out to be beneficial for the town to receive a check every year. So we get 34,000.
Yeah, we get a monthly check of about $2,800 now.
So, and that's the solar field that's near the transfer station, correct?
Yeah.
So that just came online, so that's a plus. We're going to get $34,000 a year.
Sure is.
Did we vote on this yet? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. Now, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve all amendments to the main motion. Do I need to do before I move on? Do I need to do capital before we do this? Okay. All right. The town of Montville resolves to approve all amendments to the main motion and adopt the 2025-2026 budget as followed. General government, have these numbers been adjusted?
It should be 2559189.
Okay.
599.
It should be 2559189.
That's what's there.
Yeah,
it's on here. 2559189, correct?
25559.
Oh, 55. Excuse me. No, it said 599.
Well, Julie, if you don't mind, just read it for the record.
Sure. General fund budget in the amount of 2555189.
Thank you. Okay.
And do you
want to
do capital?
Yeah, let's hold off. Let's don't do this right now. Let's do capital because that's why the sheet's wonky. It's out of order, and I apologize for everybody. But let's run through the capital improvements real quick, and then we can do this last part. The town of Montville hereby resolves to adopt the town's 5-year capital improvement plan in the total amount of $64,076,961.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. It's 5-0. So now, a motion to amend the capital improvement plan line item by line item.
So moved.
Second.
All right, any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0 to amend it. And the town of Montville hereby resolves to remove $32,446. I'm sorry, I'm going to read this over again. $32,446 for Dock Pier Tech and the capital improvement plan for the 2025-26 fiscal year. Move to LOSIP funds.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
That works for me.
All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0. I'll just point a thing out there that when it says remove, it's just removing it from this year's budget. And that one we just did is actually we moved to LOSIP. But almost all these that we say remove are being added to another year on the capital improvement plan. So it's not that we're getting rid of it or eliminating it. We're removing it from this year's capital improvement plan and move it to another year. And that is all in our capital improvement, our CIP. The town of Montville hereby resolves to add 33,000 $840 for SCBA fire equipment in the capital improvement plan for the 2025-26 fiscal year.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. It's 5-0 in favor. The town of Montbello resolves to remove $9,918 for mobile radios in the capital improvement plan for the 2025-26 fiscal year.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
In favor. So it's 4-1. The town of Montbello hereby resolves to add $5,000 for police car in the capital improvement plan for the 2025-26 fiscal year.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0. The town of Montbello hereby resolves to remove $130,000 for the community center bathroom in the capital improvement plan for the 2025-2026 fiscal year.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? I just want to say this is a project that's not ready to be worked. We're going through a lot of getting the estimates correct, getting it all done. The money, it's just being moved to another year. It is going to be done. It's just that we need to get all the estimates and the costs and get that moving. So it's not ready for this year's attention. So I just want to say remove. We're not removing it. It's just being moved to another year. All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. The town of Montbello hereby resolves to remove $250,000 for Field 7 drainage in the capital improvement plan for the 2025-26 fiscal year.
So move.
Second.
Discussion. All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. It's 5-0. The town of Montbello hereby resolves to remove $20,000 for paving in the capital improvement plan for the 2025-2026 fiscal year.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that's 5-0 in favor. The town of Montbello hereby resolves to remove $657,200 for BOE capital in the capital improvement plan for 2025-26 fiscal year.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? I just want to say that the Board of Ed came to us. They negotiated with us to make this adjustment, and that's where we're at with this. All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
Favor. So that's 4-1. Is that everything? One more. The town of Montbello hereby resolves to approve all amendments to the main motion and adopt the town's 5 years capital improvement plan in the total amount of $64,076,961.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
Favor. So that's 4-1. Before we read this next part, Julie, I just want to make sure that this capital number matches what we're doing.
It should be $745,635.
All right.
And that's a grand total of $73,184,444.
All right. Is everybody set with those numbers?
What was it again, please?
For the capital?
Yeah.
745,635.
Thank you.
So I'm going to read the motion again. The town of Montville hereby resolves to approve all amendments to the main motion and adopt the 2025-2026 budget as follows, what our finance chair just articulated. May I have a...
So moved.
But we have a correction on the general government, correct? The number there was 25559. Not
right.
599.
Yeah, we already resolved that.
Okay.
Do you want to read the numbers again, Chairman Kaskowitz?
And then the Board of Education was 46879620.
Yes.
And capital was 745635.
Yes.
For a total of 73,184,444. Thank you. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
Favor. So it's 4-1. All right. Before we set the mill rate, are y'all set with the mill rate?
Yes.
Okay. So as written, it is correct. Right. All right. The town of Montville hereby resolves to set the mill rate for the 2025-2026 fiscal year at 28.87 mills using a collection rate of 99.9.
So move.
Second.
Discussion?
Is that an increase, decrease? What is that?
That's an increase of
1.1.
Beautiful.
Any more discussion? Roll call.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
Favor. So it's 4-1. All right. We actually already did the 5-year capital improvement plan. Is that correct, Agnes? So we're down to amend, authorize the appropriation. All right. We're at item G. The town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize the appropriation of $30,000 from the town of Montville's LOSIP entitlement account for senior center improvements.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 In favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. Item H, we have some changes that are coming down on this, and we need to readdress this at a later town council meeting. So we're going to skip down to I. The town of Montville hereby resolves to approve and adopt the revised resolution 2025-12 and resolution 2025-38. Resolution authorizing the execution of a lease purchase agreement to acquire M37, a copy of which resolution is attached hereto as Exhibit A, and to waive the reading of the entire resolution, incorporate its full text into the minutes of the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Mayor Bunnell, would you like to speak on this?
Yeah, this is just at the advice of our consultant, changing the financial institute from I think it's the First National Bank, which was on there, changing it to M&T for financial reasons and at the suggestion of our consultant. Nothing changes. We apologize for coming back with this again, but the consultant felt it was in our best interest, and it's just the financial institute.
So to recap, it's the same thing we voted on last month. It's just the replacement of the new finance institution. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
In favor, so that is 4-1 in favor. At this time, I'd like to have remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Good evening, Wills Pike, 71 Pheasant Run, Oakdale, Connecticut. Chairman of the Board of Education, on behalf of the superintendent, she's been ill. She's sorry she could not attend tonight, but she wanted me to convey, as I want to convey on behalf of the Board of Education as a team, we appreciate you reallocating the money to the operating budget from capital. That will go a long way for her and her staff to figure out how to get these teachers back in the system. Thank you very much.
Anyone else? Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit? And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. All right, I'd like to start off with remarks from the counselors and the mayor. Councilor Utnick.
I want to thank everyone for coming out and those that got involved and contacted us and the counselors up here and made yourselves heard. Thank you for doing that. That's all I have.
Councilor Southard.
Thank you for coming out. I was part of the process of this budget for the first time, thanks to Councilor Jaskiewicz. Thank you. To be really a part of the process. And it was a very interesting learning experience for me. And it's hard work and heartbreaking work, and we really did our best to bring forth what we thought was best for this town. Thank you.
Let me apologize. First of all, I thought the meeting was at 7. I was told it was at 7, and I'm not going to say by who. So I apologize for being late. And thank you for turning out and showing the interest in what we've done. The council and the finance committee has worked very hard on doing the best that we could for the town to keep the tax rate at a reasonable amount, the Board of Education budget. Thanks to the chairman for working with us. That helps a lot. And we always, folks, all of us up here, all of us, we always work for the best interest of you people in the town of Montville. Believe me, we all do. Thank you.
Councilor Karen?
I also like to thank the public for coming out and sending out your emails, the calls of their concerns, and thank the Finance Committee. I did attend a few of those to go over some, especially the ones that I am the liaison to. The budget, this one is, again, a tough one, and I see tough ones coming around the corner even tougher. I'd like to, the Board of Ed Chairman, like to thank you for working with the council on this. I know it's not easy. We all understand that. You've been on this seat before, too. So thank you very much for understanding that stuff, too, that goes on with the job that we take on. And Mr. Chairman, thank you and your whole entire finance committee, especially our new finance director. You've done a fantastic job for stepping in the shoes that you had to step in. Thank you.
Did they fit?
So I'll let the mayor go last. I just want to say a few things that this year was a particular year. We had a large growth in our grand list, a little more than, not really more unusual, about the same. And it was about $20 million in the grand list increase, which is roughly what we had last year. So we kind of rely on that growth to kind of, expand and do new things. But then we get hit with the some unfunded mandates from the state, like the veterans exemption. They told us it only affects about 7 veterans in a town. It wouldn't be a huge impact. It come down, it was actually, I think, 69 or 74 veterans. And that came to right at around $440,000 taken out right off the bat. And I'm a veteran myself. I'm actually a disabled veteran, and I think it's a good program. But when the state does that without any relief, it's a cliff for the town to have to absorb that. And other towns had much larger impacts on the veterans exemption. And then the other thing was the state switched over to the MSRP. It's a benefit for the taxpayer because your vehicle tax is a little cheaper now. But once again, it's an unfunded mandate from the state. We had to absorb it, and that was around $300,000. So that right there alone, those two items, comprised of close to $800,000 of that increase in the grand list from the get-go. So we were a little bit encumbered there. But one of the things we came through with the new finance director's help and the treasurer's help, we went through and we started looking at areas that we brought money in, you know, revenue streams came in, and on the other side, they're being taxed on, you know, these are pass-through items. So we had a lot of pass-through items that we needed, we got corrected, and that enabled us to keep the taxes low. So it was a particularly tough year. Could we have done better? I don't think so. I mean, we I would have loved to got the mill rate down, but it just wasn't in the cards this year to get that down. I really, if we didn't have those other encumbrances, I think we probably could have got really close to a zero this year. But we weren't fortunate to have that situation. Next year is going to be even worse because the reevaluation is going to come in. All the commercial properties are going to be significantly lower, while all the private residencies, their appraisals are going to go up. So that's going to put a pretty odd situation with that happening. So we got to be prepared for that. We have a healthy general fund, upon contrary belief, and we're going to keep it that way. And so we're prepared to hopefully weather the storm, which it is coming. There's no question about it. But we got to be prepared for that. And right now, the sensitivity that we had on the finance and this town council is an increase to even a little bit affects our seniors and some of the other people in town greater. And so that's really what's going to be my focus, is to keep the taxes down. I did it last year, and then when I was chairman previous town council, I reduced taxes two terms in a row. And then that's what I try to do, and that's what our finance committee does, is we look at the bottom line of who this is going to affect. And at the same time, we have to provide services. Electricity went up by a lot. Yes. Fuel costs went up by a lot. We renegotiated contracts with the labor unions for the town employees. That went up. Same with the Board of Ed. So just those two items alone, it was roughly $500,000 for the town, the differential, and then I think it was $1.2 million for the Board of Ed. Those two alone, almost that right there alone, is over a mil increase by itself. So when you look at the taxes as a whole, we have to look at the revenue coming in, and we have to look at our expenses and what we can do. And so I think we did an outstanding job, and I really appreciate Julie and Cindy and Patrick in the finance for helping me get through this. We had a lot of meetings, a lot of time focusing on this and really looking at the details, and we have a very good budget this year. And I also want to thank the mayor for his guidance and his expertise on a lot of these aspects. So Mayor, I'll turn it over to you now.
Unfortunately, we did have to increase. We minimized the increase only through the help of the expertise of our finance department with Julie Chapman and Patrick Wall and my administrative assistant, Cindy Brent Britton. Any increase is hard to digest, and there's no getting around it this year. If you look at what the other towns and cities in Connecticut are faced with, their increases, we did pretty good, even though any increase is hard to take. there are about 1,400 unfunded state mandates that all the municipalities have to deal with. This year was especially untimely because of all the other increases that we were faced with. The town of Montville, any town, has recourse to oppose what's going on through the town charters. At the state level, there's no recourse. You can't oppose or object in a way to reduce things at the state level, but you can do it at the town level, and that's really unfair. I urge everybody to reach out to our legislative leaders. Yes. To minimize these unfunded state mandates, because it's not fair. They're passing on benefits to all the population of the state, but the municipalities are the ones that have to pay for it, not the state. If they want to create tax exemptions, beautiful. That should be paid for it at the state level and not the town level. I want to thank the Board of Education for all their effort to minimize and present a fair budget. This minimizing what we're able to do really is because of the work by the Finance Department and our chair, Tim May. Outstanding job. His experience is irreplaceable. And I want to thank everybody for showing up here today. Thank you.
Councilor Karen wanted to say a few more things.
You know, Mayor, and I don't want to bore everybody else with this again, too, but the unfunded mandates that the people that are supposed to be representing our towns and our state are ridiculous. I've wrote letters. I've called. They're costing us thousands of dollars. It's not fair to the average taxpayer, people that I'm down to the senior center with that are worried about that, social services. I've said it 100 times. I don't care if it's a DNR after their name that represent our town. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me, what's coming to our town and what's being taken from our town. They take so much money from our town, but do not send it correctly right back. And, you know, some of there's bills up there. One's it's 1188 that's stuck in my brain that I can email them at 1 or 2 o'clock. That is a terrible bill. There's bills up there just even about housing. Sounds good. It's a feel-good bill. But that puts unnecessary burden on the towns, the local towns. It's an unfunded mandate. We have to put together a committee. We have to pay things to get done. The lawyers got to take care of things. It's wrong. And, you know, I've said it 1,000,000 times, and I'm going to keep saying it every meeting, that these representatives need to really feel the pain that we're feeling. I understand they represent a lot of towns, but it's not fair to the average taxpayer. It's not. We come here. We meet hundreds of hours. The chairman, he's put in so much time of his personal time. He's done an awesome job, especially with his committee, too. But the public needs to know that when they're up there in Hartford, you know, they can't be making their deals up in Hartford and then walking away. Those deals affect us in our small town of Montville. And it's got to stop. I've said my piece on that. I've sent letters to them. And there's bills that I've just looked on today that I'm worried about that are going to affect our town in so many ways. And it's almost like it falls on deaf ears to some people, and it's got to stop. We need you to call them, to write them, saying stop that. Enough is enough. We do not get the right amount of money we should in our small town that comes out of this town to Hartford. And I've said it as long as I've been on. The money that comes from the casinos to the state
is not fair.
Is over $260 million from both of those, and we do not get our fair share. I believe it's about a $1 point something million. Hartford, New Haven, they're in the millions. Millions from the same fund.
Bridgeport.
That if you all looked at that fund, it would make you sick how much we should be getting in our town. We do not get our true amount from Hartford from that fund. And I thank you.
I want to just add to that. I was at a meeting when I was your mayor years ago. Not too funny years ago, but what? And the gentleman was from Bridgeport. And the mayor, and he said that exact statement. He said, what I don't understand is we get this much money, and the town that where the casino is gets that much money. He said, I really don't understand that. And what it boils down to, folks, is the number of voting. The people that can vote carries the weight. Whether you want to believe that or not, that's exactly what he said to me. Not to me personally, but he was talking to me, and I said to him, thank you for bringing that up.
That's what happens. They have enough votes where they can carry stuff, and unfortunately, we get left out of the thing. That's true. So what Billy's telling you, we're all telling you, you have to go to your representatives and say, hey, you're going to take it easy on us or start helping us. Thank you very much.
Great. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And you threw me right under the bus on that one. That was really nice of you.